Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm back! Get up off of that thing and dance to you.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We were just talking about the Republicans are trying to push through the Save America Act that will require documents, some sort of legal document, to register to vote. And there's a big pushback on it. And I said I understand the pushback to an extent. But if you look up the list of things that you need an ID for to purchase, like a legal, like legal ID document to purchase, then I'm like, it doesn't make any sense to have this pushback on having the same ID to register to vote. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why is it, in other words, buying certain things and requiring an ID to buy certain things should not be more important and more guarded than voting. You got a text here. I flew to New York for the weekend, then had to show ID at the airport to get on the plane. When I arrived, I had to show ID to get my rental car. When I got to my hotel, I had to show ID to get my room. Why is it less important to show ID to vote for the leader of the free world than it is to check into the room at the Hampton Inn? Yeah. Exactly. That's my point. There is, and so all this pushback pertaining to, well, you shouldn't have to have ID. It's gonna cause fewer people to vote. Fewer people who probably shouldn't be voting, maybe, right? I mean, obviously alcohol, tobacco type stuff, firearms, of course, but even lottery tickets. A lot of states require you to show ID to buy a lottery ticket. Obviously medications, we've talked about that with Sudafed and some other cold medications, you need ID. In some states now, you got to have spray paint. You got to have ID to buy spray paint. You got to have ID to buy nitrous oxide, whipped cream chargers, which of course is being used for something else besides whipped cream. But you still got to have ID for that. Renting cars, hotel rooms, some energy supplements. There's all kinds of different things. So exactly the point. So that's a good example from a listener right there. Over in Alabama, they are debating whether to eliminate the state sales tax on groceries. Supporters say removing the tax would provide immediate relief to families struggling with rising food prices. Opponents say eliminating the tax would create a budget gap unless lawmakers find another way to replace the lost revenue. The debate, of course, highlights the main thing a lot of people are talking about, which is the overall rising cost of living. I have a couple of friends I've talked to this past. All right, you know, we've talked about this before. I know business owners who are either just barely hanging on to their business, or I've known probably half a dozen have closed the doors in the past year. They just couldn't hold on anymore. But I have other individuals that were already struggling financially to get by, who now have picked up their third part-time job to try to make ends meet, not second. Third part-time job to try to make ends meet. I have friends who've made plenty of money. They make a lot of money. And they admit to me, I make a lot of money, but I made a big mistake. What's that? I didn't Like basically they set up their bills, their house, their car payments and everything to basically everything that comes in goes out. And they were like, and I was fine with that until the last 2 years where now that cost of living has gone up, prices of groceries have gone up dramatically and things to where he's like, even though I make tons of money, I'm now struggling because the cost of living was, I didn't expect cost of living to jump up like it has. And so I had a fine budget. Yeah, I pushed it too much. I should have had more money going into savings and everything, but I didn't do that. He goes, but I didn't expect cost of living to happen the way it is. To where even people who are making decent money are going, I'm having to cut back on a lot of areas because wasn't expecting this. So it's affecting everybody. It's not just affecting me and you. It's affecting people from all over the spectrum and businesses particularly is what I'm seeing. This also highlights something else with the I think it's interesting whenever I see these things. Well, if you're going to get rid of this tax, then it's going to create a budget gap and things that that's a whole nother conversation and topic. When we talk about states that don't have state income tax versus states that do have state income tax, and the states that often don't have state income tax are better fiscally run than states that do have state income tax. That's a whole nother topic right there. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives of John Pickens right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. John?
Brought to you by Culver's. Lent is here. Enjoy shrimp or fish dinners or sandwiches. Cordova Mall, Mobile Highway, Milton, and coming soon to Pine Forest. That's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious. Still working that accident on West Jordan Street and North T Street. They've got that out to the side of the road. Just seen some minor delays in that area. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There, got a couple of texts here. Whoa. All right, sure. We'll play some historical math. 1971, minimum wage is $1.60 an hour or $12.80 a day. Gold was roughly $40 an ounce. In 1 week, you'd make $64. In gold, your wages equaled 1.6 ounces per week. Fast forward to today. We'll use $15 an hour as a frame of reference. That is $120 a day or $600 a week. With gold at $5,000 an ounce, you're still just earning now zero. 0.119 ounces of gold per week, whereas back in 1971, as a reference, 1.6 ounces, you'd basically earn 1.6 ounces of gold per week. Now it's 0.119. Wow. People working minimum wage jobs in 1971 had about 12 times the purchasing power, somebody making $15 an hour today. The Fed has stolen from us through unchecked money, printing, and runaway inflation. Absolutely. We've talked about that many, many times, too. Here's a text. There's an easy way for Alabama to find a way to make more money. Pay the lawmakers that are in the Congress the same average income that residents in Alabama make. Whatever the average income is for residents of Alabama, that's what all pay. They all pay all their lawmakers. Yeah, I've heard of bills like that before as well. The thing that's frustrating more than the pay, it, to me, was always if there's like some sort of government lockout or shutdown or whatever like that, that members of Congress and Senate are exempt from that. They still get their pay. And they're like, no, that shouldn't happen. Now, in recent years, that's a lot of them volunteer it, and then there's been parts now they actually changed something in the bill. I don't know if they reversed it back, but there was at one point where they said, no, you can't do that. They took it away. So, took away their pay. That kind of stuff drives me crazy. But yeah, I agree when it comes down to, hey, if you're going to cut the pay for people, if you're going to be doing things that are going to affect people's pocketbooks, like the tax on groceries, then maybe you yourself need to have some sort of pressure or something like that. Yeah, text. It's crazy to me that $150,000 a year is the lower end of a threshold to afford what's traditionally considered middle class. I always remember hearing when I was growing up that if you could just land $100,000 a year salary, you were set. Yeah, it's funny because I was talking to somebody the other day, and at first I was going to argue with them when they said this comment. And then I paused and I went, no, it's probably accurate now. The comment was, that their ex is now their ex is struggling to get by as a single individual trying to raise kids, and they are only making $125,000 a year. And like I said, initially I was about to argue with them and go, like, no, you're nuts. What do you mean they're struggling? But where they live, I know the housing prices are even more than what they are here, even though our housing prices have just gone, they've gone ridiculous. But there's other places that still pay a lot more than what we do in housing. And so they live in one of those areas. And then they've got three kids that they're basically the sole provider for. And you're talking about teenagers, you're paying for car insurance, you know, all these things just start racking up. And I'm like, that's freaking sad that you can now make over six figures and it's not enough. That you're going to get by. You're okay. You can pay your bills. But at the same time, you're hoping you don't have any emergencies. Car can't break down. Can't have any major medical emergencies, because then we'll be toast. It's crazy it's gotten to that point, isn't it? All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Let's get a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get a quick check-in in the newsroom with Steve Taylor. And I got some other Florida-related stories for you. And coming up next, right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependent.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
If you're like me, you put off big decisions and big purchases because a lot of times they're kind of annoying to have to make. And when it comes to buying that next vehicle, you have the problems of it's going to probably cost you money, and you don't love that. It's not too awful what you're dealing with right now. And when it comes to used car places, you're like, oh, man. These people. I understand. I have been to a lot of different used car places, and I'll tell you that generally the feeling is icky. You know, you don't enjoy it, and you feel like, I don't like this process, the haggling back and forth, the feeling when you get done, like, I don't know if I got taken advantage of or not. Okay, well, that's why I like Frontier. We had such a great experience there when we bought our Honda Odyssey that I wanted to do ads for them. Literally, I came back and told my sales manager, they're great. I want to promote them because they do it right. They make you feel good. They do it on your terms, at your pace with, you know, if you want attention, great. If you want to be left alone, great. If you want to talk about a price, great. Here's the sheet, all the numbers. And bottom line, out-the-door pricing is all you ever talk about with good quality used cars. And they just take care of you, and they make you want to come back again. That's what's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Cat Country 98.7 Spring Jam 2026, Sunday, March 22nd, on the beach behind Juana's Pagodas and Sailor's Grill in Navarre. Enjoy the sun, sand, and low cash. With special guests Preston Cooper and John Morgan, with proceeds benefiting the Santa Rosa Kids House. Buy your tickets only at catcountry987.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Art in Motion. See gallerynightpensacola.org. Springtime brings fresh and new things to discover at the downtown Palafox Market. It's all up and down Palafox beginning at 9 a.m. Enjoy fresh and locally grown produce, craft-made breads, and other food items. See visitpensacola.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You ever hear something in the news and think, that can't be real? MVR breaks it down weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Don't be slow. I'm no, no, no. I'm no, no, no.
Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's about 65 degrees, already cooling off. It was 67 a little bit earlier today and this morning, and it's already 65. It's cooling off, and it's going to continue to get cooler down to either the upper 40s or lower 50s, like 50 degrees. Like, it's going to get close to 50 degrees. This afternoon, and then it's just going to like pause, and it's just going to get colder when the sun goes down tonight. So like, this is the high for the day. This is the high until Thursday, until like the middle of the day Thursday, because it's just going to get colder and colder and colder today. And then tomorrow's high is going to be in the low 50s. Wednesday's high is going to be in the mid to upper 50s, and then it'll start to warm up by Thursday, and we'll have a nice 70 degree weekend. Hey, it's better than what they're getting up north, though, with all those winter storms.
That is true.
Blizzards, tornado watches, all kinds of nastiness going on over there. So at least we don't have any of that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Let me cover this story real quick. Then we'll go get an update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. So, David Jolly, former Florida Congressman David Jolly, was in Pensacola this week as part of his campaign for governor. So one of the big topics he was addressing was the recent controversy around the University of West Florida, UWF. He says that if he becomes governor, he would undo several leadership changes and political moves involving UWF, arguing that the university has been caught up in state politics. Now, what this is that basically there's a bit of an issue where critics say that the governing structure of UWF was pushed by political allies of Governor DeSantis. So Jolly says that university should be independent from political interference. He believes that the situation at UWF shows how politics can disrupt higher education governance. He also talked about broader campaign themes too, including education policy and the role state government should play in universities overall. And the debate over UWF has become a part of a larger conversation happening across Florida, where the governor and lawmakers have been pushing changes at several public universities in an effort to influence curriculum, leadership, and campus policy. Before UWF, they were doing this at University of Florida. This came up in Florida, came up Florida State. So these same kind of things have happened where they've turned over the leadership that seemingly ended up being political allies of Governor DeSantis. So so former Congressman Doug Jolly just bringing that up as a just kind of connecting the things here when he was here in Florida. Let's get a quick update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Steve, what you got going on in the news?
Well, more than 2 weeks into the war with Iran, President Trump says their military is defeated. He made the comments on board Air Force One while speaking to reporters yesterday. This comes as Iran has rejected the idea of ceasefire talks, with that country's foreign minister saying yesterday that Iranians are ready to defend themselves as long as it takes. Oil prices are on the rise, along with the gas prices, as we start off this week. U.S. crude oil reached $100 a barrel yesterday once again as the U.S.-Israeli war in Iran continues. And airline CEOs are urging Congress to pay Transportation Security Administration workers during the partial government shutdown because they say they need the money, they're not being paid, and they need to be paid, especially as the summer travel season is approaching, and that's what's happening.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Let me give you a quick update on the Florida legislative session. A couple of things that came up. One unusual issue is that there was a Department of Health bill that would have prohibited marriages between first cousins in the state of Florida. And it would have prevented the state from recognizing first cousin marriages if they occurred after the law took effect. Well, apparently that bill failed. It did not pass the legislature. So there is already a bill that bans marriages between close relatives like siblings, parents, and children, aunts, and uncles, but it does not specifically prohibit first cousins from marrying, according to the Florida Senate website. Supporters of the proposal argued that the change was intended to align Florida law with other states that restrict first cousin marriages. And I can't even believe we're talking about this. But the measure was never made it through the full legislative process. The broader health bill that contained the language failed to pass before the session ended, meaning the ban never became law. So first cousins technically could probably still legally marry in Florida, at least for now. I can't believe this is like an issue. I don't even want to dig into why this is still an issue. That's the thing. I'm just going to stick my head in the sand and pretend like that issue doesn't exist. The most reasonable thing to do. Pensacola Morning News, Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Ross.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. The conflict with Iran entering its third week, Israel launching new attacks on Beirut and Tehran, and President Trump is urging countries that rely on oil flowing through the Strait of Hormuz to help secure it.
We're always there for NATO. We're helping them with Ukraine. As many, it's got an ocean in between us. Doesn't affect us, but we've helped them.
Gas prices up 73 cents since the start of the conflict. Nearly 200 million Americans waking up to urgent warnings this morning as a massive winter storm crushes the U.S. with big snow and wind. Fox Weather's Jane Minar in Michigan.
A windy and snowy Traverse City, Michigan. Snow holding out overnight, and it's led to these incredible snow drifts. We're gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour this morning.
And Team USA is headed back to the World Baseball Classic Final, beating the Dominican Republic 2-1 Sunday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 right now, 69 degrees right now, with a severe thunderstorm warning until 7 a.m. for the area. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. A bomb threat was called into the AMC Destin Commons 14 in Okaloosa County yesterday afternoon. Deputies evacuated the people in the immediate area as a precaution while the situation was being resolved. The 8th annual Mac and Cheese Festival was canceled there because of the threat. And following a thorough search that included an explosives detection dog and other specialized units, Destin Commons was given the all-clear to reopen. However, the theater remained closed yesterday. Deputies are saying that several jurisdictions in Florida are receiving similar bomb threats, and investigations are continuing. A dramatic tale of bravery emerged from Operation Epic Fury in Iran, where cantonment native and veteran Hunter Gerdner risked his life to save his teammate under heavy enemy fire. Defense contractor John Gabriziak, a Navy and Army veteran working for Lockheed Martin, described the chaos with Channel 3, and he said that the missiles were raining down on their base, forcing the team of five to run for cover.
I knew we were in a bad spot. That's when we started our movement to try to go to a bunker, so we started running.
Gabriziak was hit in the shoulder by a shrapnel, shattering bones and leaving him numb. Gerdner stopped to help, only to take severe abdominal wounds himself. Despite their grievous injuries, both men and their team escaped alive. They're now recovering stateside, grateful to be home. A multi-county fuel theft operation has been dealt a blow in Pensacola with the arrest of 26-year-old Elaine De Jesus Aguila Martinez. According to the Office of Agricultural Law Enforcement, he's charged in an ongoing probe into organized diesel thefts spanning Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Walton counties. The suspect already has active warrants for organized fraud, retail fuel theft tampering, and petty theft. The breakthrough came when inspectors flagged his 2002 Freightliner semi-truck at the Pensacola Agricultural Station. A canine sniff led to the discovery of a concealed magnet designed to manipulate fuel dispensers, allowing the thieves to pump fuel without paying. Authorities say this device is part of a broader scheme targeting retail pumps across the region, and that investigation is continuing. Well, the showers are moving in. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to be looking at your temperatures falling as you head through your morning hours. Temperatures getting around 55 degrees for the middle of the day, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 35 degrees. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 55 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 37. Starting to warm up on Wednesday with sunny skies, high near 60 degrees. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 44. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Not seeing any accidents on the big board right now. I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly. But the rain is here, so you definitely want to slow down and take your time this morning so we don't have any accidents. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Well, it's 70 degrees with heavy rain in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, and 69 in Milton with a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7 a.m. this morning. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids. Rolaids dual active formula has calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. Yeah, you heard right. Two actives for that powerful relief. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaid spells powerful relief. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
Let me introduce you to Social Mirror. This is when we take the best content from your social media platform and deliver it to the phones, tablets, and computers of your target audience, where they live or wherever they go on the internet. You can add a call to action that sends people to your website or opens up their phone app with your phone number on it or gives them directions to find you. All of this comes with reporting to show how many people saw the ad and reacted to it.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing.
ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
You don't have to keep jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Hughes Hewitt from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station, one day, everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we are about 65 degrees here in the Pensacola area. We've got a it's going to just keep getting cooler as the day goes on. And then we're going to be it's going to get down to like 50 degrees today, maybe even a little bit. It might even tick down into the 40s. And then that's it. Like from like an hour ago, it's just going to keep getting colder until like 5 a.m. tomorrow. It's like, it's just going to keep getting colder and colder and colder. But hey, as much as we have, you know, that going on, it's not nearly as bad as what's going on up north with all the blizzards and everything like that. Yesterday, there was 2,000 flights canceled in a single day because of the because of all the snow and things like that. Not just because of the snow, though. There's TSA staffing issues going on that's creating long delays. So we got the winter storms plus TSA staffing issues causing delays all around the country. There was, according to FlightAware, I'm trying to look at today. Holy freaking moly. 7,600 total delays so far today. Total cancellations, 2,400. This is doing over a 24-hour period. So, yeah, 2,400 cancellations. Now, for the United States, though, delays into, within, or out of the United States, 1,400. So that's not all, you know, so that's 1,400 out of 7,600. That's not as bad. Yet when you look at cancellations for the United States, out of those 2,400, 1,897 of them are United States ones. So, yeah, that kind of, that stinks. And so if you're flying out anytime, just be aware of that. There's a lot of delays going on right now and cancellations. So, whew. I was trying to look at the major airlines, trying to see which one might have had the biggest delays. So LaGuardia has the biggest number of cancellations. 27% of flights have been canceled out of LaGuardia. And Chicago O'Hare, 14% of all flights canceled. Hartsfield-Jackson, which is Atlanta, 9% of flights canceled out of there. So just to give you a little heads up, there's a lot of cancellations still going on and delays. Delays don't really usually bother me unless it's going to mess with my connection. Like if I'm going to miss my connecting flight, then that's when delays bother me. But if I'm still going to get, delays don't bother me that bad, if that's the case. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Back to the Florida legislative session just a little bit. Governor DeSantis says that Florida may need a special session to finish the budget. It hasn't been finalized before the end of the regular session. Then they'll get together. He says they'll likely come back in April to complete the budget process. And normally they wrap up the spending plan by the end of the 60-day session, but this year's negotiations between the House and the Senate have stalled. The two chambers are currently about $1.4 billion apart in their budget proposals. They both have a budget range of around $115 billion. State leaders say the delay isn't due to one single issue, but rather a series of disagreements over spending priorities and policy proposals. Some lawmakers also say tensions between the governor, the House Speaker, and the Senate leadership have made those negotiations even more difficult. The state budget must be passed before the next fiscal session, next fiscal year, which starts July 1st. This will be the second year in a row Florida lawmakers have needed extra time to complete that spending plan if that ends up being the case. Florida lawmakers test the First Amendment limits in Governor DeSantis's final session. So there was a bunch of bills pertaining to speech on college campuses, protests, social media use, the role of government in regulating certain types of expression, just overall expression. Supporters of these different measures argue that they're aimed at maintaining public safety, preventing foreign influence, and protecting students from harmful content. Critics, though, say it's restricting speech or free expression. Even if it's not free speech, it could be free expression, especially when it comes to political activism, protests, and academic discussion. So we're seeing this happening not just on a state level. We're seeing this happening on a federal level as well, especially with the recent thing that happened over the weekend from the FCC. President Donald Trump says he's thrilled with the comments made by FCC Chairman Brendan Carr. He warned that television and radio broadcasters could lose their licenses if they air what the government considers, quote, hoaxes or distortions, end quote. His warning came after Trump criticized several news organizations for their coverage of the ongoing conflict with Iran. The FCC chairman said the broadcasters that use public airwaves are legally required to operate in the public interest, and he suggested stations spreading misinformation should correct course before their licenses come up for renewal. Trump, of course, backed Carr's stance, accusing some media outlets of spreading false information, saying broadcasters that receive access to public airwaves shouldn't use them to push what he calls, quote, fake news, end quote. Of course, the comments have sparked strong reactions to, once again, of freedom of expression, free speech, things like that. Supporters argue that broadcasters operate under the federal licenses and do have an obligation to be more accurate in the reporting. I know here at News Radio 92.3, we often we try to make sure we're covering, especially our news department. You know, hosts, that's different. That hosts are opinion based. And so we cover the stories, and then we can share opinions based on the stories. But especially for our news department, we try to be as accurate as we can with whatever we're covering. If we're inaccurate, we always try to make a correction whenever possible. But it is creating a little bit of a broader controversy. I was talking to somebody over this weekend. They go, can you believe Trump and his administration looking to threaten licenses of broadcasters? I go, how is this different from the Obama administration? How is this different from the Biden administration? They threaten the same thing. This is like an ongoing thing over and over and over now. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives of John Pickens. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, nor delays. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I like this text. We're talking about the budget here in the state of Florida. Bobby, we could get this budget issue corrected real simple across the whole United States. What we need to do is, if you don't have a balanced budget, no extra time that you're being paid, no extra money for travel or anything until you you have to come into town on your own cost until there's a balanced budget passed. Yeah. What's crazy is at least we're trying to come up with a balanced budget in Florida. The federal level doesn't even they don't even care. Like it's a deficit again. Oh, shucky darn. Oh, darn. Oh, well, we'll just have to go get more credit cards to keep paying for the budget. Talk about the FCC, by the way. Not all Republicans are on board with this. One example, Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin criticized FCC Chairman Brendan Carr saying you could lose your license if you cover fake news. He argued broadcasters operate on the public airwaves, and so you got to have public interest. Johnson said, though, that the government should stay out of media business, and protecting freedom of speech is one of the federal government's core responsibilities overall. So you've already got some Republicans pushing back on that whole thing. We should change topics just a little bit here. Target, the fancy Walmart. Target is making a major move to try to bring shoppers back into stores. The retailer announced it's cutting prices on more than 3,000 items, including toys, clothing, home goods, and everyday essentials. The discounts range from 5 to 20%. They've had several years of declining sales, and as consumers deal with inflation, but also prioritizing necessities instead of discretionary purchases. And then there's this whole thing about, you know, ordering stuff online and getting it delivered to your doorstep that's affecting them as well. Target's new CEO says the price cuts are part of a broader strategy to make the store more competitive with retailers like Walmart, Aldi, and Amazon, which have been aggressively lowering prices. The retail analysts say the problem is that many families are feeling the squeeze from higher gas prices, higher housing costs, inflation, and things like that. But there's also a something going on here where their retailers are starting to phase out certain items that they find that people are just ordering online now. So pretty soon you could be going to places like Target or Walmart or someplace like Best Buy or any of these other retailers, and products that you used to just know, hey, I'm going to go ahead and go pick this up, or I'm going to go see what they have, they will no longer even offer it. When it comes to certain types of products that seem to just not sell very much in the store and sells more online, then they're just not even going to offer it in store anymore. It's like it's a whole new changing of the times type of thing. It's kind of crazy, kind of bizarre. All the world that we live in. In fact, that reminds me of another story. I want to cover this next. So we're going to get a quick break. It's one of these stories that makes you just think like, yeah, we're living in the future type of a thing. So we'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, gravel roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to succeed in math? Hi, this is Adana Elder with Mathnasium. Summer is the perfect time for students to catch up, keep up, or get ahead. At Mathnasium, we offer tailored solutions for learners of all skill levels. We start by assessing each student's strengths and areas for growth, then build a customized learning plan just for them. Your child can join face-to-face sessions online or learn in person at one of our neighborhood centers. We proudly accept step-up scholarships. Mathnasium of Pensacola, Destin, and Niceville, changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
You're not looking for an argument. You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Waterfall flash is so irresistible.
Just cause it's unfixable. Let's go to morning news. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we were just talking about how just like we're seeing so many things change in today's society now. There's retailers now who are looking to just take things off the shelves that no longer seem to sell in the store. If it seems like it mostly sells online, then they're no longer going to carry them in the store. And I was saying, we're starting to see a big shift in life in general. And there was a couple of things that happened last week that made me just go, wow, we live in the future. One of them kind of needs a little bit of work, but I don't know if you watched the Big 12 basketball tournament last week, but they had something that was very, I thought was pretty freaking cool, but it has a big but. All right, so what was it? The basketball court for the Big 12 tournament was an LED screen. That's right. It was high-tech glass floor with a built-in LED displays. So like when somebody would dunk, the floor would look like it shattered real quick. And then like if somebody made a free throw, the floor would light up real quick. During commercial breaks, they would have ads on the floor. They would have like different logos that would come up. They would have all these other things, and it looked amazing. It looked wild. The problem was, I mean, so it's very futuristic. It was awesome. But the problem was that I noticed a couple of games, players kept going out of bounds. Like, you never see that happen. And it happened over and over and over. And apparently the players were having a hard time trying to identify where the lit up lines of the court were. And so they kept going out of bounds, or they were shooting what they thought was a three-pointer and they were stepping over it, you know? So they kept having a problem with that. So they had to, the Big 12 had to get rid of this fancy glass floor. It was used in the 2024 NBA All-Star game. But this was the first time it's been used in an official competition in the United States. And so before the semifinals and the finals of the Big 12 championship, they went ahead and got rid of it and put it on hardwood floor. But that was a very futuristic like thing. And the reason why they got rid of it wasn't just because of the lines. The big reason is because players kept slipping, and one player particularly slipped and strained a muscle. So now there's some things they've got to work on, but it's like very futuristic. The other futuristic story that came out last week, wow. I'll share this with you in a second right after traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've got one accident to let you know about. Airport Boulevard and Davis Highway. We're seeing some delays on Davis and Airport, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Flying cars. Yep. We've talked about this before when I filled in for Andrew in the past, but the U.S. Department of Transportation says a new federal pilot program will allow new generation of aircraft to begin operating as early as June of this year in several parts of the country. This new aircraft is called EVTOLs. So EVTOLs, electric vehicle takeoff and landing vehicles. Electric vehicle takeoff and landing vehicles. They take off and land like helicopters, but they fly more like airplanes. They have little wings on them. They're designed to carry small numbers of passengers or cargo just over short distances. The pilot programs are going to run for 3 years in 8 different regions across the United States, including places like New York, Texas, Florida, New Mexico, and Utah. Several companies are involved in developing aircraft, including Archer Aviation, Joby Aviation, Beta Technologies. But there's even companies like Uber and Tesla who are looking to get involved with this. Supporters say that the aircraft could solve problems like traffic congestion in major cities. Like, good grief. Can you imagine in Atlanta, sitting in traffic in Atlanta? If you haven't been in Atlanta traffic before, it's a nightmare. And I'd be like, you know what? Forget it. I ain't sticking in this traffic. I'm flying over it. It'd be awesome. They've actually talked about here in Florida having an air taxi service that would go from places like Orlando to Miami, Orlando to Tampa, you know, things like that. So you could air taxi to major cities from one city to another. And it's a lot shorter distance than taking an airplane, you know. That would be kind of an interesting one. There's still a lot of hurdles right now. The air taxi system, the beta system, is just going to be doing cargo initially. So, but I mean, we need these tests done. The beta tests that start in June, they need to be done with cargo. But eventually, as long as everything goes well, then yeah, we could be sitting in, you know, we could be having air taxis. Some of the big hurdles to overcome: these aircraft are going to have to complete FAA certification, develop infrastructure like landing pads. Like, we need landing pads, places to land these things. They're, once again, talking about large buildings in, like, Miami that would have a landing pad on them. Almost like a helipad that you see on, you know, fancy buildings or whatever. Except these would be for, these would be for your, VTOLs, eVTOL. So kind of cool. Yeah, it's a text. It's like the Jetsons. I know, right? Well, I mean, admittedly, I thought like year 2000 we would have been having this kind of technology. So here, you know, 26 years after that, we're finally starting to get to it. So yeah, we'll see. Got a text here saying maybe Target's decline is regarding the decline of Target review stock decline over the past 5 years versus Walmart over the same period. Maybe that decline is the result of Target's woke positioning in the retail market space. Oh, that definitely affected them some. Definitely. That's part of the reason why I think they have a new CEO trying to reverse all of that. Absolutely. We're running out of time here. Okay. I was going to cover this other pertaining. I'll just hit it real fast. States where Americans pay the most and least for electricity. According to latest data from the U.S. Energy Administration, national average residential price rate is $17.24. Among the mainland states, the most expensive electricity prices, California, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New York. Lowest, North Dakota. Other places, Nebraska, Idaho, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Pensacola Morning News, Andrew McKay.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew.